So we're beginning on Rishami Shvias Beis Hay, which I believe begins Mishnah Zayin, which is as follows: Oraz v'hadochan v'hapragin v'hashumshimin sheshrishu lein Rosh Hashanah misasrin l'sha'avar umatarin b'shvias. So rice and millet and poppy and sesame that take root before Rosh Hashanah, their ma'aser applies to the year before. That means in terms of you're not supposed to take the mafresh ma'aser from the old to the new or vice versa. So whether they're yashan or chadash depends on whether they were hishrishu. Also in terms of ma'aser oni and ma'aser sheni, all depends on whether hishrishu based on this Mishnah. And they're not considered Shvias, either in terms of Kedusha Shvias or the Rambam in terms of Eser Svichin, that you can eat them if they grow sort of naturally. The Imlav Asurim Shvias, otherwise they're Asur during Shvias, Mr. Asur Nishana Ha Ba. Okay, so that's our first Mishnah, which deals specifically with these four types of grains that have a unique shear of Hashrasha. Okay, and then I'll just read the next Mishnah because many Yerushalmis are together, and that's the one we have in front of me. Shimon Shizuri Omer Pol HaMitri Shazara Lazara. Shimon Shizuri says, if you have this Egyptian bean which you plant for the seeds, apparently it's this type of, or maybe I'm getting confused. Apparently, like, it has a lot of seeds in it, and eventually they fall out, and you can use the seeds and eat them. So, if you're planting it for the seeds, then it has the same rule as these previous grains, and therefore the time is Hashrasha. Rishon Omer, Afunin, Agamlon, and Kiyotziv, had the same thing with the big Afunin. And Lazar Omer, Afunin, Hagamlon, and Ashidit, Tarmil, Nir, Hashanah. No. They have to be more developed. These Afunin Hagamlonin, they're called large beans. They have to form pods. Okay, so now the Gemara generally gets to here, and the Bavli we'll see talks generally about what the shear is for Trumos and Maestros. At what point? But let's keep. So I guess I'll just give a brief aside now. There's two different shiurim when it comes to Meiser and Truma. And the question is, are they different or are they actually the same? So one question is, what year should we connect the crop to? And that's what we're just discussing. There's another shiur, which is, at what point does the pre actually become chayiv in Meiser? Meaning, you know, you have to separate Meiser from it before you eat it, and all those types of questions. And that is called Onas HaMaisros. So the question sort of is going to be, going, are these the same shirim or are they different? So let's just read the shirim first. The Peros Hilchu Asher Shlish Uva Orez Achar Hashrasha. So, is that right? So the way I have the Girsa here, by Peros, which probably here means not Peros Elon, but Zaysin va'anavim, the types of peros which are chayim midoraisa, we follow shlish. V'orez, we follow hashrasha. V'yerek, v'shas l'kitaso isiro. That's a girsa issue also. Yerek follows l'kita, and peros follow shlish. Orez follows hashrasha. So let's stop there for a second. So number one, this Yerushalmi sort of leaves out the shear of Chanata, which is kind of interesting. We'll see in the Bavli. The Bavli tells us that Peros Ilan follow Chanata, usually. We'll have to discuss. So, in terms of when the shear of Chanata is, that's actually a big argument. It relates to what I said before. Because the Rosh says that the shear of Chanata is different than the shear of Onas HaMaisros. That essentially all these shiurim for Kfiya Shana are just completely different shiurim for the different fruits. Either we get them from, you know, Psukim or wherever, or just a Rabbanan. But the shir of Hanata is when the pre begins to grow after the flower falls off. The very beginning of the growth of the pre. However, the Rambam says that it's a little further on in the process, that Hanata is the same as Onas HaMaisros. It's the beginning of when the pre becomes ripe. So that's something to keep in mind in terms of the shirim here. Another interesting question I'll just note about Paris Elon is when is Rosh Hashanah for an Elon during the year of Shemitah, right? So usually Rosh Hashanah Elon was his Tu B'Shvat, as we all know from the song. However, we're told here in this Mishnah, or maybe not in this Mishnah, but if it comes to Shemitah, so we have to determine whether or not the Paris of Paris Shemitah or not. And that sounds like it depends on Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. So what about in terms of all the dinim related to trees like Netar Avai? Is that also determined during Shemitah on Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah or not? Do we say that Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah for the trees is Tishrei, but Rosh Hashanah for all those other dinim are Tu B'Shvat? So apparently this is a great discussion, and it's discussed in the Bior Halacha on... I actually don't have the Maror Makom here. I think it's in Perek Hay of Hilchos Maaser Sheni. Anyway, that's an interesting sort of discussion. Okay. Let's go on a bit, actually, in the Gemara before I do any more sort of hakdamas, because there's a lot that comes up here. So, Gemara says as follows. I'll make one more point, which we'll actually relate to later. So we say that Yerek follows Lakita. What does that mean, Lakita? So this is also an argument in the Rishonim. Does it mean when you actually gather the fruit from the ground, or does it mean at the point when it's ripened and no longer benefits from being attached to the ground, even if you don't gather it? So the Rambam says in Shmita Yoledah Da Yabez, it means when you actually take him off the ground. That's what Lakita means. Tosfos says otherwise. It means when they finish growing and they will no longer improve by being attached to the ground. You know what? Yeah, exactly. So it's a big nafkamina. Basically, if you have vegetables for Shemitah, right? If you have a yerek that fully ripened in your garden, but you didn't pick it yet, and you pick it during Shviat, does that have Kedushat Shviat or not? This is an argument between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam would say that it is Shviat, Tosfos would say that it's not. So the Chazon Ish says that we should be Machmir for the Rambam, that if it's gathered during Shviat, it's Shviat. That's easy, and for Meister, we worry about both. Okay. Right, so this is actually if you look at Tosfos in Yud Beis Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah, I think he deals sort of with that question. If I'm not mistaken, you're saying they're gathered. Okay, I think you could read it.
That the crops are harvested.
Does it mean they're harvested, or does it mean that?
Yeah.
Is it possible to read it that way? If you look, yeah. One second. He says as follows. I'll just read you his lashon when he in Yud Beis and Beis on Rosh Hashanah when he says it. Second. Sorry. Sorry, maybe I'm getting confused actually. Sorry, one second. No. Look at the bottom of Tosfos Gimel Bay. It's in Achar Gemara Pri. We're going to get to the Bravia. We're getting Tosfos. Ein ze Achar Lakita. Dezinin de Nigmar of Ner Rosh Hashanah, Vilnilka Achar Rosh Hashanah. Vachol Yerek Nami Hochin Bo Achar Gemara Pri. El Denaka Bachol Duchti Basra Lakita, Mishim de Lakita, Takef Ligmar Pri. Avahani ein lekitasa migmar pri. Shemamtin lahen achis yabshu. The ein lekitasa ke'echa de mis yabshin prachin prachin. Avagamar pri ke'achas. So that's what Shmuel is actually saying. The prachin prachin thing is a different question, by the way. That I'll have to get back to that. It's not so simple that we'll get back to that. The question's going to be, what would the halacha have been for these four? That's the question. Another question to think about. If we didn't have the Hashrasha Takana, which we're going to discuss in a second, what would the halacha have been for Oraz, Dohan, and Shumshimin? And what would the halacha have been? So that relates to that. So thanks for asking that, actually. It doesn't relate, but Tosus is saying here that it really depends on when you gather it. And not when you gather it, when it's done. Just usually that's the same time. Okay, let's get back to the Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says as follows. So how do you know? So, minayin shehilchu b'peras achar shleish. So we have this drasha. So how do you know you follow shlish for tivua and for peros? What?
Oh yeah,
yeah, exactly. So for tivua and for peros. So how do you know? Because it says mi garnacha, not kol garnacha. You don't need to be fully developed. If so, maybe even less than a third. No, because it says is called tuazarecha. Davar shehu nizra umatzmiach yatsa pachos mishlish she'eno nizra umatzmiach. Because it says that it has to be something that if you planted it again, it would sprout, and that's shlish. Once the plant grows to a shlish, if you replant it, it will still sprout. So me'ata shlish harishon l'shavar shlish she'eno l'shav alaba. Maybe we can split the crop and say that the second two-thirds should be considered by the next year, and the first third should be the previous year. So Amar Yochanan mechaga sukos, machaga sukos lavo va'ad mahala pala sha'avar, v'ilu ho v'zelebo ad mahala behem l'sha'avar. Okay, so we have this lima from Chaga Sukos. What is exactly this lima? It's actually interesting. I don't know if you guys saw in the Mefarshim. What exactly are we learning from Sukos about, you know, peros? And in what sense is it counted for the year before? Right, we celebrate Sukkot and Tishrei. So there are different ideas here. One is Hakel, that we say that Hakel is Bishnat HaShmitah, and yet it's really Motzei Shvius. So you see that Sukkot is it relates to the previous year, even though it's actually the year afterward. Rosh Rilo says maybe for Karbanos, that it says Shlosh Regalim in the Krah. And even though it's called a shana, so you have a shana for Baal Ta'acher, but really you get Tatra Sukkis, so that's 1 year. So there's a lot of just interesting, like, limudim in terms of how we get this from Sukkis, but that's the limud. We follow a shlish. Beautiful. So now the Gemara asks, Nemar af ba'orez uvedochan uvfragen uvshumshim in kin. This is actually a very important point. I'll just say it now. So the Yerushalmi saying here, just note, that we should follow for Orez, Dochan, Pragan, and Shumshimin, we should have followed Shlish. That's what we should have followed. So that's interesting. Why should. So it's assuming that these types of things would have been like Tevua. Just note that for now. So why don't we? Why don't we follow Shlish? So now we have the following answer. Rechina Barchia Omar Shia Shalom Ralov. It's impossible to determine when Shlish is. Now, we'll get to different... when we get to the Bavli, we'll discuss this further. Just note for now, it's interesting that this is a solution. Meaning, why do we have the right to just be Mekel and say, let's follow Hashrasha, just because we can't figure it out? This is going to have big nafkaminas, right? If it reaches Hashrasha during Shishis, but doesn't reach Shlish, but we just don't know, you're essentially being Mekel. Because theoretically, it should be Shvius, because that's when Shlish happens. But you're saying Hashrasha happened during Shishis, and you're saying it's not Shvius. So that's a big kula. But that's the answer. We don't know when Shlish is. Beautiful. So now the Gemara says, now the Gemara has this question, and basically the Gemara says, but wait, I don't get it. Because instead of saying Hashrasha, we have another solution. Because when we talk about Pol Hamitzri, the Egyptian bean, we have this solution of just sort of taking the mixture and making a big, if there's a mixture of 1 year and the previous year, you mix them all up together and you take your mafresh from that, and that works. And so why don't we do that here? Essentially what happens is the Gemara gives three reasons, three answers for why specifically we follow Hashrasha in the case of Oraz, Dochan, and the like. And they're all rejected because they should all apply the same to the Pol Hamitzri case. Right? So that's the continuation here. Mesim lechunu barchiyah v'atani tzover eskornu l'tzolchom and imsa ma'asin rizar eliyarko miyarko lazaro. Why don't we say that you can take the whole pile and make it a big pile, and then you'll find out, you'll end up being ma'aser from the zara on the yerek, the seed on the yerek, and the yerek on the seed. Right? You can make a big mixture and it works out. Amr Yosi kaimachuna barchamar yuna chunu b'chaya b'shem Shmuel, whoever it was that said it, k'siv aser taser kol tvu aser echa. Ma'aser echa b'shana acha, in ad ma'aser sheni ma'aser b'shana acha. No, because you can't make a mixture. What's the problem with a mixture? Because you'll end up doing two maestros in 1 year. Because really, some of it is year two, some of it is year three. Is a maestro sheni? Is a maestro oni? You're being mafresh both on the whole mixture. You're not allowed to do that. So you can't do sorver gono toho, and that's why we can't just say do that for the rice and the millet and the like. Hatevin are pola mitzri harayu shana me'asher b'shana acha. The tani sorver gono toho and imsa maaser mazal yakar mazar yako. The same problem should apply to pola mitzri, where we do this piling thing, and yet we say it's okay. Why isn't that a problem there? Okay. No, the problem is because if we said that you do it this way, sorry, the reason is because you can only, the Gemara first says, you can only do six, you're supposed to have six plantings and six gatherings. And here, you would have six plantings and seven, meaning you would be taking from 2 years on the crop of the sixth year. Langmar says, no, it's actually not that way. Meaning the way that these sort of plants work is that they reach a stage of development much later. So the point is that on the sixth year, the problem is going to be that it's not going to develop until Shvius. It's not going to reach Shlish, let's say, until Shvius. And that's a problem based on the Pasuk. So he says, the way they say it is, Shishazar v'chamisha sifin, right? You're supposed to have six chances to gather the produce, and we have to therefore say B'shana Sha'avra, because you said B'shana Haba, then you would only have five chances. Hatevin are pola mitzri shari shishazra v'chamisha sifin. The tani tzover gono tzofo v'nim sa me'asim mizar yakum yakar azaro. No, the same problem, because pola mitzri also takes a long time to develop. And you're also only going to end up getting, say, five chances. And yeah, we say you mix it up, and you don't follow Hashrasha. And the Gemara doesn't really have an answer. Beautiful. Let's stop there for now with the Rishonim. Okay, so basically, what we have is this Mishnah. This Mishnah which tells us that you follow Hashrasha for these four grains, as opposed to other grains. And yet, we don't follow the regular shear ever that is. And the question is why? We gave an answer because we have a Takana D'Rabbanan. We'll get to that, specific to that, in just a bit. Okay, but what about Pol Hamitzri? Answer one, answer two, answer three. Doesn't work. We don't know. Tzarachian. Let's move on. So then the Gemara, now we go to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, okay? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah starts with this statement. Okay, Amar Rabbanan, the rabbi said, Yugimel Amivet. Sorry, Tanhasam, sorry. It's four lines down from the top of Yugimel Amivet. Yeah. So Tanhasam, Ha'orez, Va'adochen, Va'apragin, Va'ashumshimin, Sheshvishin, Ereshashana, Mis'ashun, Sha'avar, Matar, Mishvias, as we said, Milavasun, Mishvias, Mishashan, Abba. Rabba says, Amarabana, and the rabbis told us, it's a bit of a question where the rabbis tell us this, there seem to be sources all over Shas as to how we know these things. Ilan basar chanata, tzvua v'zeisin basar shlish, yerek basar lekita. So Ilan follows chanata. Again, what exactly that is a machlokas Rambam versus Tosfos, when chanata is. Tzvua and zeisim follow shlish. The Ritva says here that zeisim is lav dafka. I wasn't sure, by the way. I know he saw it. Do you know what he, I wasn't sure what he means. Meaning he's saying that zeisim, it's just tzvua that's shlish. Zeisim does not follow shlish. Does he mean it follows chanata? I wasn't sure about that. Anyways, yerek basar lekita. Hani keman shavina rabbanan. So why do you have a special shir of ashrasha for these four grains? That's the question. So amar rava mitosha siyim prachin prachin azli rabbanan basar ashrasha. Similar answer, because they develop prachin prachin. They sort of, you husk them at different times, as I understand. Therefore, we follow hashrasha. Here's a question. What would we have followed if it weren't for the Rabbana? Let's say there wasn't a Takana. What would have we said? If you take a look at Rashi, he says something different than what we said until now. He says, Kitniyos keman shavinu shahalchem benachar ashrasha. Sorry. Mitosha suyim prachem prachem. Mitosha suyim gagorna suyim ma'at ma'at. Since you only, you know, kind of pile them up and develop them slowly, she'en lo katzen ke'achad, you don't gather them as one. Elahayom loktin mefarchin ma'at, elamachar ma'at, ve'nimsu charash v'yasha miravin yachad. Hanefrashin libnei Rosh Hashanah mafrach l'achar Rosh Hashanah. Im holchin bahen achar lekita kishar yarak. If you would follow lekita like other vegetables, kishahayim makrish mishmefrosav ha'vilei maser min acharash alayasha yasha acharash. So when does Rashi say we should have followed four of these four grains? Lekita. We should have followed Lekita. So that's against the Yerushalmi. Right? The Yerushalmi has said, we follow Shlish for Tfua and Zaysim. It brings a bunch of Limudim for a why. And then it says, why don't we do the same for the rice and the four things mentioned in the Mishnah. Rashi's assuming we should have followed Lekita. That's actually important. So Tosfos disagrees. And that is a Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid disagrees. He quotes Rashi and he says that, however, other Rishonim say no, we would have followed Shlish.
Maybe he's saying this based on the Gemara. He's understanding Prachin as they are harvested and
right.
Apart. So why did the Gemara say Asuin Prachin Prachin to explain the Hashrasha? Because if it wasn't Prachin Prachin, it would be all at once.
Right. Right. You're saying Prachin. That's why this relates to your question from Tosfos before, right? So you said Prachin Prachin relates to Lekita. I think what they would say is that, and this is why the Rishonim are sort of bothered by this whole Gemara, the way that he interprets it is She'im Mevim Shlish Biachad.
And you would say, like the Ushami, they should have been like
Achar Shlish, not like Rashi.
Exactly.
Meaning Prachin Prachin, although it may relate to maybe the final point of development, but the real emphasis of the Gemara is that they don't grow at the same time, and therefore they're not maybe Shlish. He says he likes the Mefarshim, and this is an interesting gather. She'ein HaKitniyos, apparently these are Kitniyos, yeah. So like rice, right? Domos yarak shenechal gufei ha'alin v'ha'klachin. That the defining characteristic of yarek is that you eat the leaves and the stalks. You eat the plant part of the plant also, right? Like, so you'll eat the ava kitniyos inin eno nechal elapiria. You only eat the fruit of kitniyos. You don't eat the rice plant, you only eat the rice. And therefore, they're kitvua. They're like wheat. That's just an interesting getter to determine how you should follow for these things. The Tosfos Rid in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel Amud Beis. That's an interesting question. I think it's not normal. I mean, rice stalks? What do you say? People don't eat the plant, you're saying? I don't know if it's all tomatoes. I mean, it's like, you know, like celery or like things like that. Lettuce, whatever.
But that's only a leaf. It's not a leaf.
Right. I don't know, this is what he says. I guess you should go. We can test all the vegetables and see how many of them you eat the cloth and the pre. Check it out. You know, you heard it here first. This is the Tosfos where it says. And what does he bring as a proof to prove that Rashi's incorrect? Are you Yerushalmi? But he says, actually, he just to note a question. Right? He's bothered by the end, because Shmuel, as we're going to see, says that hakol holechachar pri, right? So gemar hapri sounds more like lakita than it does Shlish, right? But if we're so why would we say Gmar HaPri for these things? It's kind of strange. If they're really like Tavua, why are we following Gmar HaPri all of a sudden? It's kind of weird, right? It sounds like we're following Yerek, and we're just sort of saying no, we don't follow Rosh Hashanah, the mission is wrong, right? Anyway, well, so Hishara struggles with that, but yeah, okay, so that's the story with what would have we thought after, if not for Atakana. But another question is, but what do we think La'achar Atakana, meaning at this stage of the Gemara, the way that the Mishnah says it, how do you have a right to make Atakana and be make on a Dioraisa? It's Kumvase, right? So look at Rashi. Rashi says here, it's Dirabanan. Meister Yerek is Dirabanan, right? You can make up whatever zman they want, it's the Rabbanan. Ask everybody, Tosfos here, the Ritva, the Rid, and many others. That's great, but Shvius is Deoraisa, and how are you being Mekel on Shvius? Right? So there are a few answers offered here. Tosfos gives two of them, and the Ritva says something very interesting, the name of the Rivet I wanted to share. So Tosfos says, well, maybe it's talking about Bizman that Shvius is Derabana. Okay, like that's obviously, as we discussed in Shir about whether Shvius is Deraisa or Derabana, that would be contingent upon a number of factors. He quotes Rebbe, the Chum argue on Rebbe, that's one answer. Another answer is there's a Tosefta. A Tosefta that indicates that there's a special Shir for, these types of things that they follow Hashrasha, right? The problem is that as you know, that like our Yerushalmi sort of ends up rejecting that Tosefta or saying it's not a good enough reason because it at least applies to Paul Mitzri also. But it's a Torah's Konim actually, right? So that's Tosos' answer. It doesn't have anything very convincing. However, the Ritva quotes the Ravid, who says that something interesting. I guess I'll just read it to you. I'd like to at least. Let me go up a little bit further. Just one second. Right, the Pirish, Azal Basar Hashrasha de Amrinan Hanu de Azal Adina de Oraisa. It's actually the biblical din when we say Rabbanan. Rabbanan doesn't mean it's the Rabbanan. It means the Rabbanan told us about the Oraisa din. Shashiyurim ba'in yanim halalu ha'kasav masara mechachamim latakim behem kemoshi yiru. That it's a dove, it's one of those things that Misarna Kasa the Chachamim, where it's a biblical idea that the Torah gave the authority to the Rabbanon to decide when the Shir should be for each of the Peros, and they decided on Ashrasha. So it's not being Okra Diyaraisa at all. They have the right to decide that for Shvius, the Iker Kviya Sashana is contingent upon Ashrasha for these things. So that's just an interesting notion in terms of being Kobe Hashanah that the Ravid says it's Masra Akas L'Chachamim. Okay, but we go for the Gemara. The Gemara says, so we have an answer. So then the Gemara says, Am Le'Bai V'Yitzbar Gorn L'Tocho V'Nimtza Torim L'Achara Shabbal L'Achara Shabbal M'Yashabbal Yashabbal. Right, so the Gemara, same question as the Yerushalmi. Why don't we say that you take the whole pile of grain and you sort of smash it together, and then it's a mixture, and then you'll say the charash is on the charash, and the yashan is on the yashan. Milotanya Yosi ben Kiper Omer Rav Shimon Shizuri Paul Hamitri Shazara Lazara Mitzasor Heshnei Rosh Hashanah Mitzasor Heshnei Achar Hashanah Ein Torm Maaser Mizazeh Vishein Torm Maaser Lomra Chasha Yashan Lomra Yashan Charash. Ketzadu said, sober, gorn lotocho, benim tzatorim ha-meiser, minach yashabal. So that's what he says to do. Fine. Amr le Rav Shimon Shazuri. So why don't we do that? Why don't we do the piling up thing? Mix it all up. So the Gemara gives a very simple answer to this question, right? The Yerushalmi went back and forth and 53 to 2, you know, this there's a cause of that, there's a cause of, and it didn't work. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Rav Shimon Shazuri come, Rav Shimon Shazuri Sarayesh Bila. Rabban Sarayesh Bila. I'll tell you why. It's easy. Because it doesn't work. We simply disagree with Rav Shimon Shazuri. We say you don't mix it up well enough. So, of course you can't just mix it up because that's not an effective method of ensuring that the Chadash matches up with the Chadash and the Yasha matches up with the Yashan. And therefore, and that's why we assume that it's not a good question. Okay. So, just a note here that there's a bunch of Rishonim are sort of bothered by this notion because it doesn't seem like the way that Rashi, and the way I understood the Gemara, is that it's almost like it's an argument. Rav Shimon is saying that Hashrasha is wrong. Don't do Hashrasha. And therefore there's no reason to make a takana and says do this thing of Bila. But the truth is that it's not so, clearly Rav Shimon Shazuri also admits to this notion of Hashrasha. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that if it's part of its mushrash and Rosh Hashanah, and part of its mushrash Acher Rosh Hashanah, you can't be Torahim from one on the other. Right? So, it's not... Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying, but is it because he admits it that that's why he says Yash Bila? Because the situation can arise where with the Kul Hamitri, part will be for C, part will be for Vegetable. One is Asharasha, one is Latika. And therefore, you can have the situation where you have Yasha
Hashanah,
so you mix it all together and you're good. It's only because he admits to
Hashrasha
that he says that the situation of
Yash Mila
applies.
Right. So then why is the question the Rabbanon? That's the question. You're explicating the question. Meaning the way I read the Gemara is, the Rabbanon say that we follow Hashrasha because of this thing of, you know, we don't know when Shlisha is, therefore we just follow Hashrasha. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, no, you can mix it up. You don't have to rely on Shlish or Hashrasha. You can just mix it up. But Rav Shimon Shazuri also follows Hashrasha. Apparently even that. And Rav Shimon Shazuri is talking about a case where you have a mixture of one year from the other year. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Meaning, there's two shirim, Hashrasha and Shlish. Okay? The way that Rashi seems to explain the question of the Gemara, he's saying, instead of the Rabbanan saying we should follow Hashrasha, why not simply say we'll follow Shlish, and then mix it all up, and do like Rosh Shimon Shazuri. And whatever Shlish after Rosh Hashanah will be Shruma or Meiser for the other stuff that Shlish after Rosh Hashanah and so forth, right? Understand?
But if you only go by Shlish, then you won't have Kaddish Aliyasha, and they'll all be...
Who says? And that was the whole point. That's not true. The whole point of the Gemara's the Takana was that we don't know when Shlish is. At least the way Tosfos understands it. Right?
Right, so part might be before part update.
Right? So that it was a Shlish problem. You don't know... Shlish is different for different parts of the grain, of the crop, so let's mix... let's go over the Shrasha. That's all the same time. The problem is the Mishnah is talking about Hashrasha, and that's when Rav Shimon says, even for Hashrasha, you do the mixing thing. So the mixing thing isn't an alternative to Hashrasha. It's a way of dealing with a case in which you have two crops mixed together. It's not an argument. It's just saying, what do you do if you have a mixture? It's a method forward. It's not, right? So then why is this a question? So there's sort of two different interpretations in Rav Shimon, which are both important. So the Baal Maor, at least as quoted by the Ritva, suggests that Rav Shimon's the Devrayim, meaning Rav Shimon doesn't actually follow Hashrasha. Rav Shimon actually follows Lakita. He follows Lakita. But he's saying, even according to you, that you follow Hashrasha? Sorry, even according to you, that you... So let me just read inside. So he says, "Pad nakash rush the van deron karma the dide no khabala akhla kita the hanak mar pri the mar pri ha ha hin lakash sa was just besada." Fa fi shana sa prakhim prakhim kom ba kom ni khsi yavi. So they could all get dry and add rush shana, so we'll be good. But I feel how yash and mamish a kharash mamish dialo kashat sibar gonot so khris pilo ga feel the khulam the khulam meza basar rasha. Right? He's saying, you know, that's what he's saying in the Mishnah, I don't follow the Hashrasha at all, but he's asking, you know, within the Mishnah, why follow Hashrasha? So he doesn't like, so the Rebbe doesn't like that answer, because first of all, he still thinks that the Mishnah sounds like what Shimon HaShizuri agrees to Hashrasha. There's also a Tosefta, which sort of has this idea of Rav Shimon not on the Rabbanan at all, seemingly that Rav Shimon's idea of Tzover, Gron Tzoko has nothing to do with Hashrasha. So he doesn't like that answer. So he suggests that they're right, but that's not really a question as much as he's just wondering why did the Rabbanan have to resort to this. It's not like a question, oh, you see, it's a steroids, why don't we just... He's just asking, you know, what about the question of Bila? You know, and to which the Gemara says we don't hold of Bila. That's in terms of the Shakla Vitaria. But that's going to come up later also. So then the Gemara says, okay, so... No, so... Amr Yitzchak bar Nachmani Amr Shmuel Akhir Yotzei Mekifar. Right, so we follow Rishon Shizuri. So Masler Zera Ami Amr Shmuel Achi Gitshmuel said this. Amr Shmuel Lachol Ein Bila Chutz Miyayim B'Shemen. So there's no Bila except for Yayim B'Shemen. Right, there's no Bila. Is Shemit say how Amr Shmuel Kol Echa Gamar Pri? So the answer basically Shmuel agrees that Ein Bila when he says Alacha is like Rishimon. He doesn't mean to say that. You need to do that, that Bila works per se. He says you don't even really need to do Bila because it's all the same year anyway. So if it gets mixed up, you don't need to worry about it. That's essentially what he's saying. Let me have a little shrichusa. We'll get to the other part in a second. Okay. So there's another problem, as was mentioned yesterday in Chabura. So again, essentially, again, Shmuel saying, Akolei Chafimara Pri. So Hashrasha, Shlish, doesn't matter. We have no problems because they're all going to finish development after Rosh Hashanah, so we're good. Right? Case closed. Don't worry about that. That's easy to determine, and we don't need to worry about mixing up the different years. And indeed, the Rambam and the Meiri both say that we don't pass, and at least we don't pass on the Mishnah at all. It's not true. Orez, Doch, and all these things actually follow Gemar HaPri. The Rambam thinks that actually Peros also follow Onas and Maestros. Fine. But the problem, as you mentioned, is that Shmuel is an Amora, and we were talking about the Rabbanan, who seemed to be also just a consensus of rabbinic opinion. And when we have Rav Shimon ben Shizuri, who does Shmuel hold like? It's kind of strange. Like, he was just arguing with everybody else. Like, no one said Gemara Pri. So, if you hold the Baal Maor, then Rav Shimon ben Shizuri really holds that we follow the Kita, which is the same as Gemara Pri. Okay, we'll say for argument's sake. So then you don't have a problem. You could say he follows Rav Shimon Shizuri, but if you don't like the Baal Maor, and Rav Shimon Shizuri also holds a Vashrasha, and just giving you another way of dealing with the problem of a mixture, so then who does Shmuel hold like? So this is a big question. Many of the Rishonim lead this Bitzarachian. I just happened to have seen the Pnei Yeshua just before the Chabura, and he says they actually follow the end of the Gemara. Because the end of this Gemara talks about a question of the time for Yerek. And we say that is Yerek determined by Rov Mayim or Kol Mayim, right? That was the Machlokas at the end of the Gemara. And we'll just read it quickly. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, right? Just skip to the Tanya and Yedam and Aleph. Rabbi Yossi, Gli Omer, Ba'asvacham, Regarnacham, Mikvecha, Magor, Vyakem, Yuchadin, Shadin, Almei, Shana, Shavra, Mesashin, Shana, Shavra. They grow based on the previous year's rainfall. Of course, Shadin al Mei Shana Shavra, Miss Asrin the Shana Shavra. That's Yerakos Shadin al Mei Shana Haba, Miss Asrin Shana Haba. Right, but Yerakos actually grow from the next year's rainfall. Therefore, they go the next year. Yekiva Almer Bis Avchak Garfiyin Vakam Agorim Yekam Yuchadin Shadin al Rov Mayim, Miss Asrin Shana Shavra. Of course, Shadin al Rov Mayim, Miss Asrin Shana Shavra. That's Yerakos Shadin al Kol Mayim, Miss Asrin Shana Haba. Right. So no, it's not about Deilin Hashan Shavra. It's about Kol Mayim versus Rov Mayim, and the point is Yerakos require Kol Mayim, which means you need to water them with drawn water, and you can't rely simply on rainfall. Okay? And then we get into this discussion of Pol HaMitzri. Now, the Gemara is now, basically, of applying these two opinions to Kitnios. Says the Pnei Yoshua, these two opinions clearly aren't only following, as the way he says it, aren't following Hashrasha. Right? You don't need Kol Mayim or Rov Mayim just for Hashrasha. It's a question of the ultimate growth of the plant. So they're clearly following Gemar HaPri. So he says that Shmuel is actually following these two opinions. That's not how other Rashi seem to interpret it. Who says? I don't see that. They might be related statements, but I don't know how you know that one is relying on the other's opinion and which one's the source and which one's the expression of it, just because one's beforehand in the Gemara. I'm not saying it's an obvious answer for sure or not. That's fine. That's great. But I just don't know what came
from. Why are we using that whole bit? It's immediately followed from the building problem from the above. It's not supposed to be like a separate.
I don't think it's separate at all. That's my argument. It's actually the same thing.
Right. But to say that Shmuel Soros is the later group of the Gemara seems bizarre.
Okay. That's a fair point. Otherwise.
Were they the same generation?
No, they're earlier, obviously. Tanayim. He also suggests it's the drasha that Tosfos has in from Asa Tosfos. I'll read the drasha. Oh, Yisrael, Shmuel, Savri, Kahani, Tanay, Deshilin, Shmaitin, Dekarmi, Akol, Dein, Arav, Mayim, Mr. Asa, Misha, Avar, Bakol, Tali, Begishmi, Shana, and came by those in Basra, Shah, Shakla. Right? It's not dependent on Hasrasha, it's dependent on the Gishmi, Shana. Which year's rain do they need? So that's not just Hasrasha. So that's the way he explains the Kita. Okay. Well, I'll leave it there.